Hi, and welcome to the Deeper Than Money podcast. I am your host, Chloe Elise. I'm a millennial money coach, speaker, dog mom, and a 7 on the Enneagram, and I am on a mission to prove to you that finances can be fun and easy. On the Deeper Than Money podcast, we will dive into all things millennial finance, debt, saving, mindset, and how to have financial freedom to enjoy life in your 20s and 30s. I want you to leave this podcast with more confidence around your moolah and the belief that your biggest financial dreams are possible for you. So, let's talk money. Hello and welcome back to the Deeper Than Money podcast. Today is going to be a great day. When I'm recording here, the sun is shining, the tank is full, the tank is clean. Shit, I screwed up my Finding Nemo reference. The sun is shining, the tank is clean. I am sipping on a root beer poppy out of a fun fancy glass and all is right. All is right. And so let's dive into our episode because today we are going to be kicking off talking about itchy eyeballs. So it's like last week, I'm talking with one of my friends and she's like, oh my gosh, like my eyes have just been so itchy lately, like with allergies and my contacts are like stuck to my eyes. And she's like, do you have contacts? I'm like, well, no, but I know that feeling all too well because I had contacts forever. I got glasses in the third grade. I honestly probably should have gotten them sooner, but it's so funny. I don't totally remember this, but I remember as a kid, like slowly noticing I couldn't really see the board. So I would always try to sit like in the front row, but then I would get moved back. And so a couple of times starting in third grade, but actually even towards like the end of second grade, I'd be in the back row, like that's where they'd put me. And then I would be like tapping the person. Granted, I am a bit of a chatty girl. I always have been. I would get in trouble for talking in class quite a bit, like through starting elementary school through like forever. So that can also be to blame for this, but I wouldn't be able to see the board. So I would tap the person in front of me or next to me and be like, hey, what does that say? Or I'd ask questions and then I would get in trouble for talking. And I'd be like, oh, well, you know, I was asking about that. I never talked back. So I just like, sorry. But then I'd be thinking to myself like, how the hell am I supposed to see the board? And one time this just unlocked memory. Did you guys in elementary school, we had this like red, yellow, green system where everybody had their own little card and it was like a red card, a yellow card, or a green card. And like everybody started with green, but then if you got your green card pulled, then that means you were on yellow. And if you got your yellow card pulled, then you're in red. And I think if you were yellow, it was just a warning, but if you're red, then you missed recess and your parents got called. And one time I was talking in class, probably just socially, but I got moved to yellow. And then I had a question because I couldn't see the board. I got moved to red. And I remember telling, like, because my mom got called. So then I went home. My mom was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I was just asking a question about the board. And I remember my mom being like, why? And I was like, well, I can't see it that well. And then like that week we went and got my vision checked and they were like, she literally can't see. So anyways, I got glasses in third grade. Actually, maybe this might've been second grade, but I think it was third grade. Any who's theirs. So starting in third grade, I have not been able to see. And in fact, my vision only got consistently and exponentially worse starting at that point. So 2002, 2003, through my entire life, my prescription only got worse. I think I got contacts in fourth grade and then had that, you know, again, my whole life. And as it got worse and worse, I relied on them more and more. I could definitely not drive a car. I mean, I couldn't do anything. People who like wake up and they're like, oh, you're like, oh, let me show you something. You're like, oh, let me go put my contacts in. Could not be me. The second I would roll out of bed, I would be like feeling my way to the bathroom to immediately put in contacts, before I do anything else. I never really liked glasses because I just never, like, they would bounce around and it would just make me dizzy, and I never really liked them. So I only wore glasses when I had to. But the contacts, like, it just, yeah, it got worse and worse. I relied on it for everything, and to the point where I would start to get, like, really almost anxious because I'd be so worried if a contact fell out or something. Like, one time I was playing basketball, I think it was in middle school maybe, and a contact fell out, and I literally couldn't play. Like, I didn't have contacts at the school, so I couldn't play the rest of the game because I could not see. Like, it was so bad, and I would get so dizzy because if I had one contact in that could see and one eye that was so bad, I had terrible depth perception. Like, it was just so bad. So anyways, that was just my reality though. Like, apart from that specific memory of being like, I can't see the board, I don't ever remember younger than that just being able to, like, see well. So pretty much the entire memory I have from childhood to being an adult is me with contacts or, you know, me with glasses. But I've never, ever, ever, ever in my memory been able to see well. And so, and my prescription has always been worse, so I've never been a candidate for LASIK technically, but I had also never considered it. And then I heard somebody talking about LASIK in, like, 2020, 2021. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, probably not for me. And you might be thinking, oh, probably not for you because, yes, you do have to get, like, approved to be a good candidate for LASIK depending on your eyes. But it wasn't just that. Like, the reason for not really looking into it is when I first, like, if you were to have asked me, like, oh, why aren't you looking into it? My whole memory, I couldn't see without contacts or glasses. So that was just my reality. Like, that was it. Like, that was my entire reality. So the thought of changing that reality felt so scary and felt so just like, yeah, ha ha ha, but, like, no, that's not me. Like, that's, I can't see. Like, it just became kind of subconsciously part of who I am, like, part of my identity. And so because I was so used to that reality, I never even really thought about how nice it would be to have a different reality. And so again, like, I just never really, like, seriously considered it until somebody I knew in 2021 got it, and they were raving about it and whatnot. And the funniest thing is that having this conversation, this person's like, oh my gosh, I loved it. Like, it was so great, blah, blah, blah. My first initial thoughts that came up were fear. My first initial thought was, oh, it's an investment. So paying that, like, paying to, you know, get this done, that sounds like a lot. Like, that stresses me out, whatnot. And then my immediate next thought is, well, what if something goes wrong? What if it doesn't work for me? What if I pay for that investment and regret it? And all these other fearful scenarios that my brain could come up with. Like, that was just my immediate reaction. And so because of that, and it almost happens subconsciously, like, those thoughts come up and you're like, ah, yeah, like, you know, it'd be nice to look into, but like, probably not, right? Because again, your brain, the first initial thought, likely anytime you're considering change, is fear. So that being said, like, that, you know, that initial conversation, I'm like, yeah, you know, probably not. But as time went on, you know, I started considering it again. Like, things would come up about it, and I started questioning why I was so fearful about it. I started being like, wait, am I scared about this because there's real reasons I'm scared of, or I don't want to do this? Or am I literally just fearful to basically invest in myself? And am I just fearful to actually experience a different reality, even though that different reality is a reality that sounds like a dream to me? And it's funny because I've had that thought process so many different times, and it's so important to distinguish those two things. It's so important to distinguish those two things because when I started auditing, like, wait, what am I really afraid of? Like, where is this fear actually coming from? Is it because I really don't want to do this procedure, that a new reality where I can see isn't for me? Or is it because just the thought of change immediately sends my brain into like, oh no, that's probably bad. Like, don't do it. What if all the bad things? So anytime I'm doing this little audit, I will always start to say, okay, I have now acknowledged the, you know, doomsday, worst case, fearful scenario. But what if I choose to live in a world of best case scenario, or what could the outcome look like or whatnot, right? So when I did that little audit, I started thinking like, wait, how nice would it be to not have to rely on context to see? Like at that time, that was hard for me to even fathom, because again, this was something that impacted every single day of my life. My entire, since I've had a memory, every single day, and impacted it, not just physically of I literally had to have context to see, but mentally too. I would get stressed if I had something in my eye and I was out and about because I wouldn't have an extra pair of contacts on me. And what if it fell out? And what if it was ripped and then I couldn't see? And then this, or what if I'm traveling and I lose one, or, you know, all of these things. Like, so it would impact me mentally too. So how nice that would be to have that different reality and not have to rely on them. How nice it would be to just, you know, get all sleepy in bed and, you know, either be watching a show or reading a book or whatever and slowly drift off to sleep instead of having to wake up in the morning, slept in your contacts and having to rip them out of your eyeballs and feel terrible, or having to get your ass up, go take your contacts out and then not be able to see so you can't watch a show or can't read a book and then just like lay there. That was always something that I'd be like, oh, this drives me crazy. To not have to pay to see after that surgery, like to not have to constantly be buying contacts, not have to constantly be going to the eye doctor, and just all of these other benefits. I started thinking, how would that change my life? Like, how would that impact my day to day? How would that impact like the ease of my life and things like that? And as soon as I started to imagine that reality and look beyond the fear of change alone, I started to all of a sudden be like, wait, why wouldn't I do this? Why wouldn't I pursue this? And it's so funny because there's just been so many pivotal moments in my life where I've realized that I'm actually self-sabotaging from getting the reality that I dream of, like getting the result that's even better, even easier, even more wonderful. And one of my favorite sayings, I love to say this, I say it to myself all the time, I say it to friends all the time, is the better it gets, the better it gets. And sometimes we're so riddled with this idea of like, well, things are going well now, but just waiting for the other shoe to drop, or well, something always comes up, so we'll see. Like, we're always waiting for things to get ruined or things to go negatively. We're like bracing ourselves for impact. And sometimes we have to remember that it can get even better. Like, the better gets, and then instead of the better gets, and then I wait for it all to come crumbling down, it's like, no, the better gets, the better gets. The better gets, the better gets, the better gets. And I'm always saying that to myself. And it's this very reassuring thing, because as I start to play around with new realities, that fear will keep popping up of like, well, what if it doesn't go well? What if you regret it? What if? And your belief in, well, what if everything goes great? Well, what if I get this new reality and that's what happens, has to be louder than that voice of fear. So for me, it was. And in 2021, I decided, okay, I'm going to get LASIK. I ended up getting LASIK that spring in April. So it's actually, this is about a, 3-year anniversary of getting LASIK. And it is truly one of the best investments I've ever done. And the funny thing is that now my reality is that I wake up every day and see 20/20 vision. And because that's my reality, I wake up and I just get to see, I sometimes forget how inconvenient, frustrating, annoying, and bothersome that old reality used to be. Like, now that it's so good, I can't even fathom having to wake up every day, put in contacts, not be able to see at night, not be able to, like, you're going swimming and, you know, what, chlorine getting in your eye and it burning, allergies, your eyes itch, and, you know, all of the different things that come with contacts, and particularly contacts when you literally can't see without them. And it's so funny because now in this reality of absolute best case scenario, so much better than before, I forget about living in that other reality with all of those inconveniences. And what's just, again, my favorite thing to compare it to is it is the exact same thing with money. How I used to feel with money, I mean, I can think back to that and feel it in my body. Like, not just think in my head, oh yeah, I remember this used to happen. Like, I remember I used to be hit with overdraft fees. I remember I used to, you know, not have anything in my savings, no matter how much money I made, even though I was making good money. It's not just about thinking that that happened. I can feel it in my body. I can feel the level of shame and anxiety and stress and guilt that I felt every single day with money. I can still remember how that feels. Like, that is in my bones, because going through that and going through that for so long, I will always remember what that feels like when I think back to it. But what is so crazy is that in my day-to-day now, the reality is so vastly different. The reality is not feeling stressed about money. The reality is seeing results with money. The reality is having confidence with money. The reality is watching my accounts grow, watching my investments grow, watching my money work for me, instead of that previous reality where no matter how hard I worked, I could never get ahead. It felt like something always came up. I was always stressed about money. Like, there was just always something. There was always something. And no matter what, like, I could not get ahead. And it's so wild. And just like when I had contacts and couldn't see it all, and when I was stressed about making decent money with nothing to show for it, in either of those scenarios, I couldn't fathom the reality I live in today. Because when I thought about actually, back then when I was struggling with money, couldn't figure it out, when I thought about actually taking that plunge, investing myself to figure out finances and trying to pursue a different reality, just like when I first looked into LASIK, my first reaction was an overwhelming fear. What if I can't actually figure money out? What if it's not possible for me to get ahead? What if I do it wrong? What if I invest in myself and waste that money? What if that new reality just isn't in the cards for me? That first initial thought of changing my reality was fear, because it was change. And anytime there's change, our brain is like, ah, red light, this is bad. Like, ah, no, like, what's going on? Don't do it. And so if you are experiencing that, you have to shift out of that. You have to shift that mindset from fear to dreaming of what's possible, trusting yourself to play bigger and to be able to go and get ahead with money. And I am so unbelievably grateful in both of these scenarios, whether it be with money or, you know, before when I was like nervous about getting LASIK. Again, it's hard to imagine now that I lived in that state of struggle and discomfort, especially with money, for so long, now that I'm on the other side of it. And now that I know how fucking good it feels to be safe and secure with money, to have an emergency fund, to have an investment portfolio, to have confidence with money, to have the strategies in place that allow my money to literally be making me money so I can enjoy my life and utilize strategies to get ahead instead of sacrificing what I care about. And that world is possible for you. That is what's coming for you. But your initial thoughts to change your reality will likely start with fear. That is normal and it's valid, but you have to allow the belief in yourself and what's possible for you to be bigger, to be louder. You have to believe it can get better. The better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets. What if it got better? What if it got easier? What if it got like beyond your wildest dreams of ease and flow and all of the things that you could ever want? What if that is what's happening? What if that is what is coming for you? Because when you have that mindset of the better gets, I am allowed to pursue better. I am allowed to pursue these dreams. I'm allowed to pursue hitting these big goals. I'm allowed to go and get all of that. When you have that mindset and that mindset is bigger than the fear, you actually go and take steps. You actually go and invest in yourself. You actually go and open the high yield savings account. You actually go and invest in yourself through a program like Wealth Accelerator. Again, I talk about that all the time. And I know that's such a big, especially we have an extra round starting in May. So I know that's such a big thing on so many people's minds because I get DMs about it every day of like, I want to invest in myself, but I'm so nervous. And again, it's that fear. It's that initial fear that pops up of like, what if everything goes wrong? And it's like, you will always have that fear because you are changing your reality. But your belief in what is to come, what is possible, and that all those good things can come into your life and it can just get better has to be louder. So I don't care what that next step is today, but go and do something. When you have that belief and then you take that first step toward that belief, you are working toward creating another reality. When you listen to fear and take steps accordingly, aka, I'm not going to go invest in myself. I'm not going to go figure that out. I'm not going to go do that. If you follow fear, it will lead you to stay stuck in the exact same spot as you are in. But when you listen to those dreams, those goals, those what if everything got better and better and better and worked in my favor, when you listen to those thoughts, that is when you take action that leads you to having that reality. And that is what I want for you today. Because again, just like LASIK, I cannot believe how much I love it and how grateful I am that I got that. I wish I, would have done it sooner because it is truly, I had the best experience and the outcome is amazing. It's the same thing with money. Now that I know how good it feels to actually tangibly know how to get ahead with money while also having the mindset of, I get to enjoy money. I don't have to be stressed about money. I don't have anxiety around money. Having both of those conjoined, that is life-changing and that is coming for you. That is coming for you. So go, whatever that is, whatever you've been putting off, that is what I want you to do today. So thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Deeper Than Money podcast, and we'll see you back next week.